would be like old times.
Blog Talk Radio.
All of us together.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory, 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 hallelujah, 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 amen. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's 11th, hallelujah, our 11th anniversary, hallelujah, amen, 11 years of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we're here to celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. He's been so good to us. And I was just thinking, so many good things that's going on right now. It's just one good thing after another good thing after another good thing. Hallelujah. He's just, his goodness is just overflowing. Hallelujah. So our scripture those of you who got a text from me, in that text it said, prepare to do the Lord is good scripture shower. So hopefully you got your scripture with you, because I'm going to read Psalm 27:13, And then I want to open a line for, you know, a few people who will, let's do a scripture shower of the Lord is good. Hallelujah. So pressure number one, Key. Hopefully they're working properly tonight. And we can hear your the Lord is good scripture. Amen. So one of our main scriptures that just stood out to me, there's so many more scriptures about the goodness of God, but Psalm 27 and 13 says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. And there's so many things going on, but I remain confident. One scripture says, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Price, she's going to give us the Lord is good scripture. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else? Pressure number one, Keith. Pastor Price, thank you.
Glory to God.
Welcome.
Congratulations on this 11th year anniversary of God in the Midst radio program. Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle. Glory to God. My scripture is Psalms 145 and verse 9. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Yes. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. His tender mercies. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Thank you. All right, Pastor Catherine. The Lord is good. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know my... You know my favorite scripture that I say to you every morning.
Amen.
Surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Hallelujah. Amen. And that would be Psalm
23 and 6.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Scripture shower. Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family.
Hi. One of the scriptures that I really love, you also say it at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. It's Psalms 100, verse 5.
Yes.
For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And we know he is good.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And that's a good lead-in for our choir to sing the Psalm 100 and verse 5 song. Glory to God. Thank you. Yes. Go ahead.
For the Lord is good. His mercy's everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good. His mercy's everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought you were going to sing it one more time.
Okay.
Go for it.
For the Lord is good. His mercy's everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good. His mercy's everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Hallelujah. Amen. That would be our ghetto radio choir. Hallelujah. You still singing? Oh, okay.
In the name of the Lord, I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, it shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah.
Okay.
My hope has a name. Thank you all so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now we want to hear the history of Get 'em Radio. Amen. And we have our music director. Oh, let me make sure I get the right number. Our Minister Amber Price. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Amber.
Is it too long? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, hello, and happy blessed 11th anniversary to Get 'em Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Before there was a Get 'em Radio, there was God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. On January 1st, 2011, the Lord birthed the ministry in Apostle Kizzy's heart. The Lord brought to her remembrance how she had been blessed and supported home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries, as well as encouraged their leaders. Because she is a woman of order and authority, she presented God's idea to her chief apostle, Apostle Joel B. Rudolph Sr. God in the Christian Fellowship Ministry became a part of the Unity of the Spirit Interdenominational Fellowship, which is an apostolic ministry headed by Apostle Joel B. Rudolph Sr. The Lord gave her a charge to edify, equip, and encourage home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. One of the vehicles the Lord led her to use was internet radio via Blog Talk Radio platform. The first Get 'em Radio broadcast was Thursday, November 1st, 2012. They received their 501c3 tax exempt status approval on May 15, 2014. Over the past 11 years, Get 'em Radio has grown into what is called the Get 'em Radio Family of Broadcast. In February 2015, they added Prophetic Healing with co-host Elder Philip Hawkins and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkins, has become a Prophetic Healing co-host as well. In addition to interviewing leaders of home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries, special theme months such as Prophetic Month, Christian Black History Month, Wise Fathers and Wise Mothers Month, Five Love Languages, Authors Month, Cryptocurrency from a Christian Perspective has just been recently added, and Boot Camp Season with Evangelism Boot Camp, Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp, Healing Boot Camp, and next month is Prophetic Boot Camp were added, just to name a few. This has opened the door for more ministers to be on the broadcast. Over 90 ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors, as well as teachers, have been on Get 'em Radio. In December 2015, the teaching ministry of Pastor Lorraine Navarro, entitled Once in the Rain, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, was added. Over the years, she has taught us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Friday Night Light, a Friday Night Gathering with good preaching, hosted by Pastor Mark McCoy, Pastor Helen McCoy, and Pastor Paul McCoy, along with a Sunday school lesson series, was called Morning Coffee with Pastor Paul, was with the Get 'em Radio Family broadcast for a short period of time. The Lord continues to use them in another part of his vineyard. We are a godly child of the Point Christian Fellowship in Dallas who has continued the Friday Night Light, hosted by Pastor Herbert McCoy and Pastor Mark McCoy on Google Meet. They have taken the broadcast to another level, audio and video. Hallelujah. We continue to fellowship with them. In March 2020, during the pandemic, the Give a Radio family of broadcasts added the East St. Louis Christian Center Church with Senior Pastor Mom Willie B. McCoy and Apostolic Pastor Apostle Kizzy as well as Praying in Tongues Tuesday. The newest edition in 2023 is Anointed Pandemic Baby, hosted by Apostle Kizzy with her co-host Pastor Catherine Coleman. Give a Radio has over 1,500 podcasts and has listeners in the United States, the United Kingdom, Japan, Canada, Brazil, and South Korea. Give a Radio has been blessed with a great team. Pastor Mom Willie McCoy is the senior pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Lorraine Navarro is the Bible teacher. Prophetic Healing co-host Elder Phillip and Minister Linda Hawkey. Anointed Pandemic Babies co-host Pastor Catherine Coleman. Get on Radio Parent Ministry, God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Board members, Minister Cheever and Evangelist Sylvia Slomber. Pastor Helen Price and Minister Elaine Haskins are the Get on Radio Reserve hosts. Minister Joy Price, our engineer, Minister Eric Price, Music Director, Pastor Mark McCoy, an announcer, Praise and Worship Team, his sister Charlene Dow and Minister Joy Bryant, and as well as our Get On Radio Choir, Minister Rachel, Marcus, Malachi, Gabrielle, Amber, and two-year-old Gabriel. Apostle Kizzy and all of the Get On Radio family broadcast, thank you all so much for helping us celebrate our 11th anniversary. Your support, prayers, and financial partnership as well as to continue to edify, equip, and encourage the people of God. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When you just stop and hear all of that, it's like, okay, right, it has been 11 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And at this time, we want Pastor Price to come and encourage us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, welcome. Gotta open up your line. Glory to God. I'm just so excited tonight.
Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy, Barbara Kizzy, and all of the Get 'em family radio participants tonight. Those of you who have faithfully for these last 11 years come and been such a great part and a blessing to the Get 'em radio family, God in the Midst radio family. Tonight I have the blessed privilege of being able to come and to give you an opportunity by the Spirit of God to be able to worship the Lord with our giving unto him. In Luke 6, verse 38, the word of God says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again. As we listen to the history of the Get 'em God in the Midst radio program, we heard, as Amber read, she read about that there are over 1,500 broadcasts that have gone forth. And many of us, including myself, we've been blessed with this ministry. And so we want to give you an opportunity even now to be able to give and to be able to be a blessing unto this ministry, unto the Get 'em Radio ministry. Glory to God. You can do so by even now. The Get 'em PayPal is $GITM Radio, R-A-D-I-O, Get 'em Radio. When we begin to give unto God and to be able to sow, and it's really important that we sow into good ground.
into good ground. When you sow into good ground, there will be things that will happen almost immediately when you do so. It's also an opportunity that this giving also causes us to be ushered into the very presence of God by giving to him, as he so graciously has given to us through the messages, through the word, through this time with Get 'Em Radio. Glory to God. And I want to ask you tonight, will you enter into the presence of God with me by worshiping him through a gift? Somebody might say, well, I don't really have anything. I don't really have anything. And I understand that. I understand that fully. Because I understand that when I don't have, and there are ones I want to give to now, and ministries and ministers that I'm wanting to give to right now. So there's a scripture in 2 Corinthians that talks about that we would pray that God would give us seed to sow. God will give us seed to sow and bread to eat. I guarantee you, it might take us, it might be right away. You might have it today. Some of you have it right now. But there may be some of you who want to sow a significant seed this month. And you want to be blessed to be a blessing unto the ministry. And this ministry has been a great blessing unto you. In 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 12, it says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. God loveth a cheerful giver. And what will he do for a cheerful giver? Verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he's given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Here's verse 10, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, God will give you seed to sow, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. So we just pray today as you begin to see what a great blessing. You know, they often talk about a love offering. And this, as you begin to give, and you give out of the love that God has blessed you. Has God blessed you with the ministry here? Has God been a blessing to you in these last 11 years? Then we're praying that God would lay upon your heart a significant seed to be a blessing. Again, the PayPal is $GitEmRadio, GitEmRadio. Father God, as we come today, we just thank you that we lift up every person, that you would touch each one, Lord God, to be able to bless them, to be a blessing unto this ministry, that you would continue to give them seed to sow, bread to eat, and multiply their seed sown. And we thank you and increase the fruit of each one's righteousness. We give you praise. We thank you in advance. We don't wait. We worship you now and thank you for those that you're laying upon each one's heart a significant seed. In the name of Jesus, and we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name, amen. Turn it back over to you, Apostle, as you come to introduce our speaker for today. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, I'm going to introduce our speaker. But we're going to play a song first, one of our theme songs for this time, and we'll probably just play a part of it, but it is The Goodness of God with C.C. Winans, and this song is it's my testimony, and it's probably your testimony, too. Amen. So, and thank you so much, Pastor Price. We appreciate you giving people an opportunity to give. Thank you so much for that. Hallelujah. And Minister Amber with the history. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Amen. So let's go into a time of worship as we get ready to go into the Word of God. Amen. Thank you.
your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
Though my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your goodness is running after us. Hallelujah. That's how I feel right now. It's so many good things that's going on all at once. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Hallelujah. And at some point in time, I'll share some of these good things that are going on. It's just awesome. Just awesome. Hallelujah. Once again, thank you, Pastor Price, for giving people an opportunity to give via our Cash App. And our Cash App, once again, is $GetEmRadio. That's the Cash App is $GitmRadio. Get 'em Radio. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you for your generous giving. Amen. And now we're going to go to our speaker for the evening. I'm so excited to have her to speak tonight. Amen. Apostle Patrice, we have been friends. If I go back in time, I would say we've been friends for a good 20 years at least. Hallelujah. We have ministered together, and she's just an awesome woman of God. I'm going to read her bio, and then maybe I'll tell you a few other things about her before she begins to speak. So Apostle Patrice De Laurentiis Lewis is an ordained pastor, elder, and chaplain who has been devil-stomping, demon-busting, and sharing the love of Jesus since 1998. From the day she became aware of her call, God has used her to serve many, operating in all five gifts. She has discipled many, taught Bible studies, set up churches, and pastored at the gathering for 4 years. In addition, she served as a client advocate at Hope Women's Center in Florida, where she taught women how to know Jesus, practice celibacy, and to make an informed decision regarding unplanned pregnancies. Currently, she is available to go on the highways and byways to compel them to come into the kingdom and to teach how to be victorious in his ways, whether it is in a church, store, or restaurant. Apostle Patrice is separated unto God, and her passion is to serve the Lord with all her heart, to serve her husband, and to preach the uncompromised word of God in love with miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. Well, a couple of times reading that, I was about to go in the tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. So, like I said, I have been knowing her. We have ministered together. We have done some traveling together. Hallelujah. I know her to be a woman of God, all God. Hallelujah. And I give praise and glory as I present to some, as I introduce to some and present to all, my friend, Apostle Patrice De Laurentiis Lewis. Welcome, Apostle Patrice.
Hello, hello, hello. You made me cry,
hello.
Apostle Kizzy.
Hey.
I was listening to you and I said, my God. And I went through a lot of the same things that you went through, that we know each other over 20 years and all, you know, the ministry we've been through together, we work together. And you left one thing out. You left out, you were the overseer of the gathering. You were my mentor for a very long time.
Amen.
And I still, even though we don't talk as much, you know, you've always been special to me, and you, my sister in the Lord, and I love you very much.
Amen.
And I am
so
honored. Thank you. I am so honored to be a part of this and to be the first speaker for Get 'Em Radio. And I wanted to mention the singing was, oh, so beautiful to hear the children and, you know, your choir there. And it's just, oh, they harmonized so nicely. I just felt the anointing on it, and it's a beautiful thing. Amen. And God in the midst. Oh, there's so much I could say. And well, first of all, I know we're speaking about the goodness of God, but I want to speak about God in the midst a little bit first. And some people have already said a lot of things that I had written down, so I might reiterate things.
Okay.
The two little word means bound and confined to. And God is truly in the midst. He's bound and confined to this ministry. He has given you so many ideas. Let me start here. In the beginning, on November 1st of 2012, I don't recall if it was actually the first broadcast, but I do remember you being here in my home and going into the room that you were staying in, and you were doing the radio broadcast. And I was in the other room listening, and I was like, wow, you know, because 11 years ago, things weren't as much on the internet and things like that as it is now, you know, the way you have the Get'em Radio. 11 years ago wasn't as, you know, as well known as now. So you're definitely a forerunner, you know. And 11-1-2012, 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 equals 8. And the 8 is the number of new beginnings. So on 11-1-2012, that was a new beginning for you with this Get'em Radio. And I wanted to mention about your faithfulness. You are such an inspiration. You are a true example of God and his faithfulness and his persistence and perseverance and his love. You know, I know we're speaking about the goodness of God, but you are his representative. And I wanted to bring up those, you know, points because it's not easy what you do. You're separated. You talked about me being separated, but you are separated. You have to be separated to stay steadfast in the things of God. And in such a short period of time, 11 years, because really to God, a day, you know, to the Lord is like 1,000 years, you know. So really to God, this is not a lot of time. To us, we go, wow, 11 years, you know. God has given you 6 different broadcasts have been birthed. And once again, God is truly in the midst. There's no way that a ministry stands standing for this long. And you ain't seen nothing yet, just so you know.
Amen.
You know, without God being in the midst. So
hallelujah.
I just wanted to, you know, capitalize on a few of those things. And one of the things, too, when I was listening to Pastor Mark, I believe that was him, that does the introduction, I wanted to mention that you have encouraged me, like I said, for years, and you were overseer of the gathering, and the word that always comes to me and always stands out to me in that is catapult. Because you definitely encourage people and catapult them into the next dimension because you're a forerunner. And I thank God for you. Now let's speak a little bit about God's goodness.
Hallelujah.
Now, like I said, I may be repeating a few things, but I'm going to go ahead because it's what God put in my heart. Psalm 27:13, which is your main scripture, which you already read. But I wanted to capitalize on a few things there. It says, I remain confident of this. You have to be confident. The word confident means certain and positive. You have to be confident. If Apostle Kidney wasn't confident of what the Lord told her, she would have probably gave up a long time ago. And I know most of us online, you know, there's all ministers, lay people, believers, we're all believers, but, you know, in whatever capacity you're walking in. When God tells you something, you have to stick with it. His goodness will take you through it. You have to be confident. You have to stay positive. Because what does it say next? I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Not this week by and by. Not someday when I go to heaven. It says in the land of the living. That is right here, right now. And we're seeing it through Get'em Radio. He promises us to see the goodness, like I said, in the here and now, in the land of the living. So whatever God has given you, remember the promise. Stay confident and keep pushing forward. And I am speaking to myself as I'm putting this out there. Amen? Psalm 77:11-14 says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. He's telling us to to remember to meditate because he's good. I just text somebody today, somebody that I'm mentoring, and you know, they're having a hard time and they're just getting to know the Lord. And, you know, they're going through some stuff. And I said, think of the Lord in all the years of all the things he's brought you through. He's going to do the same thing now. Sometimes we have to remember. We have to remember the deeds of the Lord and remember the miracles from long ago. We have to encourage ourselves daily because there's a lot going on in this world. But when we think of the goodness of the Lord and what he has done, you got to think yourself happy. I think of Paul. He's knee-deep in prison in the book of Acts, knee-deep in doo-doo with shackles and chains around his ankles. And King Agrippa came in, and he said, how are you? And he said, I think myself happy. So we have to think ourselves happy in a world that, you know, all the stuff is going on in the world. But when we think of the goodness of God, just listening to that song, tears came to my eyes. And I kept saying, wow, God, I can't believe you. You know, you're something else. He, just the fact that he loves us, just the fact that he saves us, just the fact that he uses us. I don't know about you, but I'm a crackpot. And I mean, Joyce Meyer says that, you know, with the crackpot. I'm a crackpot, but he uses me. Why? Because his goodness and his mercy follows me every day, as one of the scriptures that somebody else said. Verse 77 and 13 says, your ways, God, are holy. What God is great is our God. You are the God who performs miracles. We're not talking about some little G-O-D. We're talking about God of the universe that gives us ideas, gives us inventions, that gives us his love, that gives us, oh my gosh, it gives us so much. We're talking about the goodness of God. How could we not worship this thing? How could we not love him for all he, I don't know about you, but I know he's done a lot for me. And I have a lot to shout about. Sometimes I, you know, get a little lost in the things of the world or things that are happening around me just for a minute because his goodness and his mercy follows me. His goodness is awesome. And 77 and 14, what I was saying is you are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. The goodness of God is, the word I'm getting right now is oozing out of God in the midst. Ooh, in the midst. Remember, in means bound and confined to. You're not dipping in and dipping out, and dipping in and dipping out. We have a good service. We don't have a good service. Every broadcast, every avenue that has come out of God in the midst is anointed. Why? Because he's bound and confined to it. Healing with Elder Hawkey and his wife. People get healed, delivered, and set free. They're tuned in to the frequency of God Almighty. He speaks a word, and it happens. The speaking in tongues on Tuesdays. He interprets the tongues and tells them things before it even happened. Is that not the goodness of God? And I'm not going to go down the line for every single broadcast, but God is truly in the midst of God in the midst. Amen. Isaiah 25 and 1 says, O Lord, I will honor and praise your name, for you are, I'm going to change it, our God. You do such wonderful things. You planned them long ago, and now you have accomplished them. So this was predestined before the foundations of the world. Apostle Kitty just said, yes, Lord, and is walking in it. And still, there is more to come. And I don't know if he's already spoken to her, but I do know that that is coming from the Lord. You ain't seen nothing yet. There's so much more to come because God is good and he has a lot to say to people. And what I love about God in the midst is that they keep it simple. Keep it simple that even the children can understand it. And that's what the Bible says. Unless you come as a child, it's not so, it's deep, but it's not so deep that we don't understand it. Amen? Psalm 34:8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. If you take refuge in the Lord, if you stay bound and confined to him, you can have your own broadcast. You can branch off under Apostle Kizzy because that's what she does. That's what the Lord does. Parachurches, small churches, and so much more. Apostle Kizzy and all who are involved in the broadcast of Get 'Em Radio are blessed in him because they follow him, because they listen to the voice of the Lord. Yes, they're special, but we're all special, and God could do the same thing with y'all. So stay connected to this ministry. Hear what the Lord wants you to do and run with it, because they are celebrating 11 years. I'm just like in awe because it seems like yesterday she was in my house, you know, and she separated herself and went in the room. And I was like, wow, you know, it meant a lot to me. And she's still going. That's nothing but the Lord. And like I said, there's a lot of challenges in life, and we're not magnifying the challenges. But what I'm saying is, as we walk through these things, you know, she's walking out the will of the Father, there's a lot of opposition, a lot of things that come forth in the midst of it, because we live life. But by the grace of God, by the goodness of God, he carries her through, and she has an ear to hear, and she listens to what thus saith the Lord. What if the Lord told you, and I'm speaking to myself, go forth, catapult into the next dimension of the ministry that God has given you. And I thank the Lord for God in the midst. I thank the Lord for using Apostle Kizzy and everyone else that's involved on every one of the broadcasts. And I ask him to continue to lead them and guide them and bless them. And that's about what I have to say. Thank you for letting me speak tonight. Thank you for letting me be a part of. Thank you for being here for 11 years. And may the Lord continue catapult you to new dimensions in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was, amen. As you spoke, you reminded me of your mother.
Mm. You know,
how she would just, you know, talk and share her heart.
Amen.
And, so that just reminded me of her. Praise God. Miss her. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You too.
Amen. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for the word tonight. And I always remember what I learned from you about the small word in. Bound and confined to. Hallelujah. God in the midst. He's bound and confined to us. Hallelujah. It's two or more gathered together in his name. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for that. I had not put that together with that. So thank you so much. Amen. And
yep.
And how you encouraged us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Then how we should encourage ourselves in the Lord. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Love the scriptures that the Lord had you to use. Thank you so much. just good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Simple yet profound. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. So we're going to open the lines now. Go ahead.
Sorry. I said it's so funny because those who know me, you know, you too, you know I can be very long-winded. But for some reason, when the Lord gives me a word, it's short and sweet. So
amen.
I just do what he tells me, and that's it, you know. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He knows what needs to be heard, you know. It doesn't always have to be long.
Hallelujah. Well, at the Point Christian Fellowship that started with Get 'Em Radio, but they're going on. And we, like I said, we still, like the history said, we still fellowship with them. The name of the church is The Point Christian Fellowship.
Mm.
And whoever speaks there gets to the point. They are not long-winded. They get to the point. Hallelujah. So you definitely got to the point today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So we'll open up the lines. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the line for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Pastor Mom may be resting right now because she may be resting right now. But I wanted to say something about Pastor Mom. We were, when we had Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that is such a special time. If you ever get an opportunity in the middle of the day, we have it 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. If you ever get an opportunity to pray with us in tongues, it's just an awesome time in the Lord. We pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And God revealed secrets to us. He told us about the attack in Israel before it happened. The Tuesday before it happened, he told us about it. And he did. He said there will be an attack, and he said it will not prevail. So no matter what it looks like, it will not prevail. So anyway, on Praying in Tongues Tuesday, this past Tuesday, we were talking to Pastor Mom before. Pastor Mom, you remember how to pray in tongues? You remember? You know, she is 91 years young. You remember how to pray in tongues? I would like to. I want to. I can learn. You know, she was saying stuff like that. We began praying in tongues. And the last Tuesday of the month is when we call it the Heavenly Chorus. So for 15 minutes, we open up all the lines and we pray in tongues. Well, we're doing that, and Pastor Mom started praying in tongues again. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. You're faithful.
Yeah. So, amen. So if you haven't prayed in tongues in a long time, or maybe you never prayed in tongues, still, you know, come and join us on those Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, you know, calling our same number, 516-418-5699. Amen. I'm going to open the line now for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Of course, you have to pray for my mom whether she's awake or not. Pastor Catherine, Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Oh, you're awake.
Yes.
Hi, Mama.
Yes.
Bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. That's Apostle Patrice, Mom.
Mm.
So
well,
we
nice
need to pray. Amen. Anything you want prayer for?
You want prayer for anything? Huh? You want prayer for something?
Hallelujah.
Your call?
Yeah, Paul.
Oh, okay.
She said pray for her.
She's been coughing, and then also pray about when she takes any kind of medication, that everything will go down properly as well.
Okay. You want me to pray now?
Yes.
Okay. Father, we just bless you.
Yes.
We praise you. We love you. And we thank you for Mama Willie. We thank you for her heart. We thank you for her 91 years young. We thank you, Lord, that 9 + 1 = 10, and 10 is the number of God and man. So, God, you are truly with her for all these years. We thank you, Lord, that she is healed even right now from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you. I'm hearing that. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for putting pep in her step. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for giving her a new dance, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for putting a new song in her mouth. We thank you for complete healing. We thank you that there would be no prescription drug addiction. We thank you, Lord, that you would take only what's necessary when it's necessary. And when it does go down, it goes down smoothly. There will be no reaction in the name of Jesus. It's not by my might, by my power, but by your Holy Spirit. Even right now, Lord, give her a special touch. And thank you that she would have sweet sleep and wake up refreshed in the morning as a new person, because there's nothing too hard for you, God. Your goodness and mercy reside in and with her and works through her. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to bless her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen. Yes. Thank you so much for praying for Mom, Pastor Patrice.
My pleasure.
Yes. Hello to you. And a great job tonight. You spoke from your heart. The thing that I really loved when you spoke about that confidence for Apostle, because she is very confident in the things that God has given her to do. There have been many times, and just before I forget, Apostle, I do want to say congratulations. Because I might forget it, but congratulations. But there have been times when I would say to myself, when we're really kind of going through some things here, and I said, well, maybe she might cancel tonight, but she's confident in the things that God has given her to do, and no matter what she has gone through. In our own personal life, and also the things that she goes through with Mom here, she just keep on pushing. She has that confidence that knows that God has given her the strength that she can just go on. And I just want to say that I love you for all the things that you have done down through the years. And I also remember the first night that you were on. And I want to say the second, was it the second or the third service that you had? You had my husband on, and we were so both of us we were so excited that you had started this program. And,
thank you, Lord.
He was so excited. I think. You said you still have prophetic words that he had given. But anyway, I just remember those times. And I don't think I missed none.
I don't think you have either.
No, I don't think I missed one. But I just want to say thank you, because I too, there are lots of things that I have learned in the midst of the service. I know that even with the speaking in tongues, that I had no idea about interpreting. And I thank God, God has given me some interpretation. And I believe that he's going to even take it even farther in that. And But just also want to just thank you for the times that you've given me the opportunity to also speak and to also be one of the co-hosts for you. I'm now in the family of Getting Radio. I'm part of the family now.
Ooh!
Yay! Yay!
Thank you, Lord.
But praise God. I don't want to hold up the time so much. But thank you so much, and God bless you. And God bless you too, Pastor Patrice. And congratulations, Apostle. Love you all.
Amen. Love you. Thank you, Pastor.
Love you, Pastor Catherine.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I had shut her line down. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Minister Rachel, I see your number one key is still pressed from the last time, and Pastor Price still pressed from the last time. Did you guys want to say something, or anyone else? Pastor Price, your line is open already.
All right. God bless you, Apostle, and Apostle Kinsey and Apostle Patrice. I just thank God for the word today. I think that as I heard you, Apostle Patrice, I heard you like a Barnabas today. Barnabas was one who was an encourager. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You were an encourager tonight, not only to Apostle and the Get 'Em Radio family, but to every one of us to continue to do what God would say to do, to be able to do what God has called us to do. I thank God for you. I thank God for the word tonight. I was blessed. And just, I heard one lady who was on TBN today, and she said, although she was saying that God had, I think since she was a young girl, that whenever she spoke, God had people to listen. And she said she began to notice that. And so that's what I see with yourself. When you speak, God has ones to listen. And you don't get sleepy. You don't get tired. You just wait for the next word that comes out. And I know you to be Apostle Patrice. I know you to be a soul winner. I know you to be an encourager to people's hearts. And that's what you did tonight. So I want to thank God. Again, Apostle Kizzy, I want to thank God for your 11th year. I concur with what Apostle Patrice said tonight about being ones who, like you are, I've stood in at times when you asked me when needed to be a host. And I've been there at the house sometimes when you've been ministering, and I saw the way the anointing and the professionalism and the anointing that God has upon your life. And the ability, he has a certain teaching ability that he has given unto you to make it just plain and very clear, very plain and clear cut to us. We thank God for the Sunday morning services with the ministry that you've been ministering about a year on Job. And just to learn so much. And as you said at one point, as you said to us, that many times we focus on the things that Job went through. But through this message for the whole year, you've been ministering on the character and nature of God, of who God is, so that we would come to know him and to trust him. No matter what comes up in our lives and no matter what we face, because when we know who he is, we know that he's the one that's working behind the scene just for us. So I appreciate the Get 'Em Radio family of ministries. I appreciate you, Apostle Kizzy, and I thank God today for you, Apostle Patrice, for the words of encouragement that you shared with each and every one of us. God bless you all tonight, and I send love to each one of you all. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen. Love you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Apostle Kizzy, sitting in my kitchen, and I'm looking over my window. And I don't know if you recall this. There's, I guess it's a medal, and it's a sign that says "Praise God" in script. Do you remember it by any chance? We were out in the store, And you said to me, you have to get it. And I said, I don't have anywhere to put it. And you said, you'll find a place. And you don't know how many times I sit in my breakfast nook and I'm always facing the window where I sit. And it's above the window, above the curtain and everything. And it's just a reminder, praise God. Praise God. And I just wanted to share that with you. You know, it's, like I said, you know, it's even the little things. I know we're talking about Get 'em Radio, but, you know, you just don't know, you know, it could be the smallest thing that helps a person or changes their life, you know. And I'm just thinking about your steadfast still. And that's what I was trying to say for the people to understand, too. I felt the Lord wanted me to emphasize that. You know, it's not people, you know, people do not know what ministers go through. Our life is not easy peasy just because we're cheesy, you know, like just because, you know, God is using us doesn't mean that we don't have any challenges, that we don't have any, you know, anything that we go through. The key is that because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because when you have that confidence, as Pastor Catherine picked up on, when you know that you know that you know that you know that God told you something, nothing stops you. Because you know that you know that you know. And he gives you that his goodness just keeps you going, you know. His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient to keep you from falling. You know, he just carries us through. And I know, well, I'm sure there was many times things going on in your life that maybe you didn't feel like coming on, but God. And but I know God. You'll start saying hallelujah, thank you Jesus, you know. And I know you'll start worshiping, and then boom, there goes the anointing, and there you go.
Thank you, Lord.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's just important, you know. It may sound simple. It may sound, you know, like, why is she even saying that? But, you know, it's maybe encouraging somebody now because it's not easy, but it's able. We're able in Christ. When he gives you something to do, he gives you the grace to do it, and you do it so well.
Praise God.
Nobody would ever know if you're going through something.
Thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we have someone else who has their number one key pressed, a couple of people. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. We'll make it to you. We have our dear Sister Teresa from Spokane on the line with us. Hallelujah. Oh. Welcome, Sister Teresa.
Hi there. You know, God gave me a verse last night, and I heard that you were sharing verses for Get 'em Radio today.
Yes.
So I would like to share this verse, and I must say that I knew the verse, and I was not impacted right away, but then God turned on the fire hose by giving it to me in the Passion Translation of the Bible. I was completely undone. And it's Romans 8:28, all things. How does it go?
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. And who are called according to,
that's how it goes. And anyway, I wanted to talk about the goodness of God through this verse because nothing takes God by surprise. And I want to read it to you in the Passion Translation. It just totally floored me. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose. And then verse 29, for he knew all about us before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his son.
Wow.
So that's what I had to share. I felt
that's
like
good.
it was an unleashing of water just cleansing me like a fire hose. And I was so drenched in the goodness of God that it just put all of the little lies that the enemy tries to, you know, feed you. And they're hidden little traps. And it has bait that we take sometimes. But then God comes with his fire hose and just washes us clean.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Hallelujah. I feel pretty drenched right now.
I love you.
Oh, my goodness. I really do. I mean, all of a sudden I got like hot and I'm just like, I'm feeling pretty drenched right now. Thank you. Oh, I went and found it online. I have to get that and check that out. I mean, just let that just kind of wash over me. Oh, that's beautiful. And one of the things that the Lord has had me to say this year, over and over again, is Romans 8:28 is in full effect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is, and no matter what it looks like, what we feel like, Romans 8:28 is in full effect. Amen.
That's good.
Hallelujah. So
Amen.
We are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose. Oh, man.
Ooh.
That is so good.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Appreciate you, Sister Teresa.
Thank you.
Amen. Thanks for drenching us with you. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family. Amen.
Hi to
Welcome
everyone.
Again, Minister okay. Rachel.
Oh, God bless to all of you and to this ministry and to Pastor Patrice, because I was just listening and being encouraged. And it's just like all of us is just lighting one another in Christ, just keeping the flame burning for the glory of God. We just, I thank God for this ministry, because when we couldn't drive out to go to service, this has been our church home. Like, we've been able to get encouraged, be able to get fed, and to go forth and to help and encourage others too. God bless us to grow And I just thank God for every seed that was sown that he blessed to never fall to the ground. So we have truly been blessed, and I really thank God, and I will not take this ministry for granted, because God truly is in the midst, and he is awesome. And I thank God for all the people who he has touched through you and through this ministry to just be good ground. So God bless you all.
Amen. Thank
you. Gabrielle wanted to say something also.
Okay.
Oh, my
Gabrielle.
I wanted to mean something. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm going to be reading Romans 8 and 28, verse 29 and 30.
Okay.
And
we got a Romans 8, 28 thing. Go ahead.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Gabrielle. Is the Lord saying anything?
Oh,
that's wonderful. Amen. Romans 8:28 is in full effect. Yes.
Just to hear, how old is he?
How old is Gabrielle? I think she's 13.
Well, just to hear a youngster, we'll put it that way, reading the scripture just melts my heart. And I know that it's coming, the mother's teaching, but it's also there on, when I've come on the broadcast, I've always heard lately, you know, the children imparting and speaking and being a part of. And that right there is a beautiful thing as well, because I'm just going to say the way I know it. Some ministers would, you know, not allow the children to speak or be a part of, you know, and just the fact that you allow them to, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's so wonderful that the children are being trained up in a way that they should go. And when they grow older, they should not depart from it. It's beautiful to hear.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm in awe of what God is doing through them. Even Gabrielle, who's two.
Wow.
All of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Such
amazing
a blessing.
God.
And, you know, we're back to Praying in Tongues Tuesday is, you know, there's sometimes Gabrielle, she'll take a turn where she'll pray the whole, like, 15 minutes in tongues. And,
wow.
You know, the Lord may give her an interpretation. And then Amber, she prays along with her mom when they're praying in tongues. And sometimes Gabrielle prays along with her mom as well. And every
beautiful.
Now and then we get to hear the boys, Marcus and Malachi. Hallelujah. So it's just a blessing. Just a blessing to have them. And they are our choir. Hallelujah. Our anointed choir. Thank you, Jesus. And
they harmonize
they
so well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Those songs they sang tonight are original songs from the Lord.
Wow. Beautiful.
Thank you,
beautiful.
Lord. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? I don't see any other number one keys pressed. We're feeling wonderfully drenched over here in the Word.
Mm.
Hallelujah. The water of the Word. Mm. Amen. Anyone else? You want to make any comments, questions, any prayer requests, any joining us and just praising God for his goodness? Hallelujah. All right. Well, while you're thinking for a few more moments here, Apostle Patrice, I'm just going to let you just kind of rest a moment here. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation, and then we will say what's going to go on in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We'll go back to Apostle Patrice for closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So if you're listening tonight and you're like, oh, I'm feeling kind of warm and fuzzy here, but I'm not too sure if I'm saved, this is your moment.
Hallelujah. If you hung out with us this long and you're listening, but you're not quite sure that you are saved, that you are born again, that heaven is your home, let's do this. Let's go ahead and talk about what the Word of God says about it, and then you can go ahead and get saved right here and now. Romans, first, let me go back to John 3:16, and this was Jesus talking. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. And God wants you to know that he loves you. He knows everything about you, the ins, the outs, the ups, and the downs, and he still loves you. And he loves you. He loves you so much that he gave the Lord Jesus for you. He gave Jesus to die on the cross just for you, just in case you made a decision to get saved. Hallelujah. This is your just-in-case moment. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. Hallelujah. Making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is and the Bible is true. You make a choice. Hallelujah. By faith, you make a choice. Hallelujah. And then when you make that choice in your heart by faith and you speak it out of your mouth, then your confession is made unto salvation. That's what the Bible says. So when you pray that prayer, you are saved. It's a simple prayer, yet it has eternal implications. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And right now I want to welcome you, hallelujah, to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I just want to welcome you. Hallelujah. You are now born again. You are redeemed. You are saved. You are a child of God right here and right now. Yes, just from that simple prayer. But it's from the Word of God, and that's what makes the difference. Hallelujah. And so we want to pray for you. And right now, we just thank you, Lord God, that you just touched them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for your rivers of living water that's flowing out of their bellies right now in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let their prayer language rise up on the inside of them right now. We thank you for your Holy Ghost and power that's upon them in the name of Jesus. Power to do right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to even read the Word of God and understand it because you're right there with them. And then power to pray in their very own prayer language. We thank you for that, Lord God, right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Glory to God. And then we want to invite you, even on our 11th anniversary, we want to invite you to come learn and grow with us. Some of the ones who joined with us, they just got saved. But some have been saved a long time, and yet we still learn and we still grow together. Amen. And so the way that you can connect with us on Get 'Em Radio is to call 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. Amen. And these are our broadcasts where you can meet us on these days. On Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. This Sunday, first Sunday of the month. And what we do on the first Sunday is we have communion. So you bring your communion elements. You bring some bread, crackers. You can bring juice. You can bring water. And we will have an anointed time of communion together, remembering the Lord. And so that's this Sunday and every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then on Monday, that's our, and Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. So on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. And our teacher, our Bible teacher, is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's our praying in tongues. That's our prayer time. We pray in tongues on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have four people who volunteer. Anyone can volunteer to pray in tongues. You volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. And this latest thing, I'll say this testimony, so many good things are going on. We were about to go into interpretation, and the Lord began to speak to us through me. And we usually, everybody else is usually doing it first, but he just, like, took over, and I loved it. And he said, this is a time of stop. There are some things that are going to stop that have been going on for a long time, but it's going to stop. And I'm going to have to get a clip of that part where the Lord was speaking so definitely that this is a season of stop. Some things are going to stop. And that was Tuesday. Yesterday was Wednesday. November the 1st, 2023, I went to see my doctor, and she said, we're going to stop the medication that you've been on for about the last 10 years. It stopped. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blood pressure medication stopped. Diabetes medication stopped. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because God has healed. So, you know, he's talking to us on Tuesdays, and immediately we might not get it. And he caused me to just get that just today. I didn't really get it yesterday, but it came to me today. Some things have stopped. So he's going to stop some things. You know, I was immediately thinking the war in Israel. I wasn't even thinking about my own personal life. But watch God stop some things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So that's Tuesday, our praying in tongues Tuesday, where God just reveals secrets to us. Amen.
And then on Wednesdays, on two Wednesdays of the month, we have different broadcasts. The second Wednesday of the month, we have prophetic healing, where the Lord will reveal to us ailments that are going to be healed. And what God reveals, he heals. And so we've been doing this for a while, and God keeps revealing what's going to be healed. Hallelujah. And even things he doesn't reveal gets healed. Glory to God. So the next broadcast will be Wednesday, November the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we have our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And then the newest addition to our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts is the Anointed Pandemic Babies. These are babies from newborn to 4 years old that they've made it through abortion, they've made it through the pandemic, and God is pouring out his spirit on these babies. And we're beginning to find out the characteristic and nature of God that he's poured into these babies. These babies are fighters. Hallelujah. They've gone through something. Amen. And God is going to use them. Hallelujah, for his glory. And Lord willing, we have a couple that is coming on to the broadcast on the 22nd of November. That's the fourth Wednesday in November. They had a baby, and the baby had to have open heart surgery while a baby was an infant. And so we're going to talk about him. We're going to pray for him. We're going to pray for the parents. He made it through the surgery, and he's doing great. So they're going to come and share their testimony with us on the 22nd of November, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Thursdays, this is where Get 'Em Radio started, on Thursdays. Hallelujah. As Apostle Patrice said, November the 1st, 2012, hallelujah. And we started on a Thursday night, hallelujah. And so this whole month, we're celebrating our 11th anniversary, and we're talking about how good God is, the goodness of God. So get your "The Lord is Good" scriptures together. And you may even be like our friend Teresa, Sister Teresa, you know, and he'll give you a scripture, hallelujah, that may not even seem to have the good, that God is good in it, but it's talking all about God being good. Amen. Hallelujah. So get those together. We'll be doing that every week. Because that's what I'm hearing from the Lord. Just stop and have a scripture shower. And it's so anointed to do that. So, glory to God. This month, every Thursday, we're going to have another speaker. And the Lord, of course, the Lord handpicked these speakers for us. They just happen to be friends of mine that I've known for years. I'm trying to think of all of them. Yeah, all of them, I've known them for 20 or more years. Hallelujah. And we're still friends. That's the goodness of God. So on next Thursday, we'll hear from our dear Minister Elaine. She's been with us many times on Get 'Em Radio. We'll hear her. And then on the 16th, we'll have Evangelist Sylvia Samba. She's been with us years ago. We don't hear from her all the time, but she is a part of the, she's our one of our board members. And she is an evangelist to her heart. So it's going to be really good to hear from her. And then on the 23rd, on Thanksgiving, yes, we will be here on Thanksgiving, with Elder Robin Porter. Hallelujah.
Amen. So she's a good friend of mine. I just went to New Jersey about a month or so ago and was there, had the wonderful opportunity to see her being ordained as an elder. Glory to God. And she is a woman of God. She's been, it'll be good to hear from her. I won't go into her, to what she does. And we'll talk about that when she does come. And then we're going to end, we're going to, the grand finale will be on the 30th. Minister Kiva Otunuya. So she's going to be with us at that time too. Yes, these are all of my friends of more than 20 years that we have prayed together, we have ministered together, we've loved on God together. Amen. And I get to share all of them with you. Hallelujah. So let's go back to Apostle Patrice. Well, I'm going to just open up all the lines real quick. You don't have to go so fast. We do have some time here. But I'm going to open up all the lines, and then I'll have Apostle Patrice to do her closing remarks. But everybody's line is open. Hallelujah. And so you can make a comment. Amen. Oh, I didn't see you earlier, Reverend Treble. Good to see you. Welcome. Hallelujah. All the lines are open. Feel free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is.
People feel like somebody wants to say something, but they're not a minister, so they feel like they shouldn't be saying anything. So, you know, you have the liberty. You don't have to be a minister or anything to speak.
Amen.
Coming in my
Thank
spirit.
You for saying that.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Feel free to
Hey,
speak.
Barbara. This is Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Could I interject a prayer request?
Absolutely.
A few months ago, I had an opportunity to go online and apply for America's Got Talent to play the shofar and share my testimony. And they're going to contact me in the springtime of 2024, and I would like to ask you all and everybody on the line to be praying for me, that God would change me in so that I could be his vessel to bring forth the word of God and to play the shofar on that program, and that God would have his way.
Amen. Wow.
Hallelujah.
You know, you're going to have to let us know.
Yeah, I will as soon as I know something.
Okay. Amen. Apostle Patrice.
They said they accepted my contribution, and they said they would contact me in spring of 2024. So I'm just waiting to hear from them in springtime coming up.
Wow, so did you had to send them a video?
Yeah, I sent a video and an essay that answered four or five questions that they asked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I know you did that because the Lord led you to do it. So glory to
That's
God.
That's right.
So Apostle Patrice will pray for you.
Okay. And Teresa, what I'm hearing in my spirit, you know, where God guides, God provides. And he's going to give you a new song, a new sound to play on your shofar. And you're going to shine bright as a light. Oh, I'm seeing them with sunglasses on because it's going to be so bright and God is going to be glorified. So you just continue to hear the Lord and do what he wants you to do. And we just thank you and praise you, Father, that you open doors that no man can close and close the doors that no man can open. We thank you, Father,
that you put a new song in her mouth for the shofar. We thank you, Father, that they would see and know you through this time. Continue to make her the vessel that you want her to be. She's open, she's willing, she's available, and she's ready. And we thank you, Lord, that even on tonight, that she was on this broadcast where you said for people to go forth in the things that you have predestined and preordained. And thank you for giving her the confidence, knowing that it's you, knowing that you're playing through her, and knowing that people will get healed, delivered, and set free from the sound of the shofar. They will hear the sound of heaven, says the Lord. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to see this. Hallelujah.
Mm. Yeah. You got to tell us
Amen.
When it's on.
Yes.
Yes, I'll let you know as soon as I know something.
Okay.
Amen.
Do you have your shofar with you? Close by?
Yes, I do. It's down the hallway a little bit by the front door.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Would you like me to play a little something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, just give me a moment because I got to get up out of this comfortable chair.
Okay. All right. Take your time. We're going to see if anybody else has anything that they want to say. And then we'll come back
Papa
to
Kizzy.
You. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Papa Kizzy. I'm hearing the Lord even now, you know, saying that God, 2024, once again, is a number of 8, 2 plus 2 plus 4 is the number of 8. And he already told me 2024 is supernatural new beginnings. Because 4, supernatural is the number 4. And it's new beginnings. And God is hearing from Teresa. It just quickened in my spirit that God is going to use the people that love him in unprecedented ways. Ways that we don't, like, blow in the shofar on, you know, on America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent.
You know,
he's
going to use people that are available. So make yourself available and don't doubt the things that God is telling you to do. If Apostle Kizzy would have doubted, I'm just so strong on this for something, you know, God is having to be so strong on this. If Apostle Kizzy would have doubted 11 years ago, was it God? Was it not God? Should I? Should I not? She just heard from the Lord, took it and ran with it, and it's still running. And God, miracle signs, wonders, people getting healed, delivered, set free, and saved. And what if she didn't take the call? So do whatever God is placing in your heart. Go ahead and blow that shofar.
Well, I want to say this, and thank you. Thank you, Apostle. You know what I think about America's Got Talent? I've gotten to a place where I've watched it a little bit, but sometimes they come on there with, like, freaky weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see somebody way contorted and, you know, and all of that. I don't want to see that. So I don't really watch it very much. But, you know, because it seems like everything that can come out of the closet is out of the closet these days. Why not the
God
Christian?
Is raising up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. God is raising up his people. Mm-hmm.
Amen. 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 Anyone else while she's getting the shofar?
I'd like to know how she got on because I always say my dog's name is Pop. And I always say that we're going to go on the road, the mama and the papa, because we sing together. Hey, you never know. I might be on there with the dog singing, because I sing in his ear and he sings. That might be interesting.
Wow.
To God be the glory. He uses the foolish things to confound the wise, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, I have one already. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. Cool.
We're waiting for her in the meantime, you know, but one time we went, a friend of mine invited me and her daughter invited me to go have ice cream with them, and they have like a guy that plays the keyboard and sings, and you sit outside and, you know, and he plays. Well, they tell me to bring pops with us. And I'm like, I don't want to bring the dog. She's like, yeah, we sit outside. You can bring him. So I said, okay. Well, he stole the show because the guy, he was, you know, I was singing in his ear and he was singing. And the guy that was, you know, narrating, playing the keyboard and all that is like, go pops. And, you know, everybody was clapping and he's, oh, singing away. It was amazing. It was amazing. I was like, look at this, you know. And, you know, you never know how God's going to do stuff.
Yeah.
If he can use a burning bush and a donkey, he can use me and my dog.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready anytime.
Okay.
You're ready anytime. Amen.
But I do need to say, can I say one little thing?
Sure.
That I've been playing it now for years, but there was a time that I was putting God in a box, and he told me about that, and he said, Teresa, you're putting me in a box because you're only playing on the shofar what you know. And the very following evening, well, I repented to the Lord, and I said, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm asking you for your breath to play through me and for a new song. And I've never played the same song twice ever since that night. And I play it every day.
Okay. All right.
And he's giving you more. Sounds of heaven. Sorry.
Amen. Amen. Well, I was going to say also when she plays the shofar, things happen. Amen. Supernatural.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So go right ahead.
Yeah, and I'm in my apartment complex, so I'm hoping I'm not going to get in trouble.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's still early in the day. You're in Spokane, so at least it's
not.
Yeah,
it's 10 minutes to 9, so I think I'm good.
Right, yeah. At least it's not 10 minutes to 11 like it is here, or 10 minutes to 12 like it is in Florida.
Right.
But that sound just went across the United States. Glory to God. Hallelujah. From Spokane to St. Louis, down in Florida, over to New Jersey. Glory to God. Pennsylvania,
thank you, Lord.
California is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And then I just am really in awe of God because I can't play the shofar, but he sure can play it through me, and that's what he does for everybody. We can't perform, we can't do anything, but with the power of God and his breath going through us, we can do anything because nothing is impossible with him. And I just is such the goodness of God, like you're talking about tonight. The goodness of God helps us to do things that are impossible for us, but everything is possible with him.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Teresa, I want you to do me a favor. As the Lord leads, before this broadcast tonight, I was, you know, resting in the Lord, just listening to him, and I heard what sound, I was a music major in college. I heard something that sounded like an anthem, and I was like, do you want me to find a recording like that and get a clip of it and play it? And I'm telling you, what you played was what I was hearing in the spirit.
Woo.
And like it's like a anthem announcing, you know. So I was going to get this like anthem to announce the Get 'Em Radio 11th anniversary, you know, like that. And we're celebrating the goodness of God. So if the Lord leads you to make a little recording of that, and you say you don't play the same one twice, that's fine.
I do not play the same one twice because it's the Lord that does it through me. But if you want to use the one I just played because you have it on recording, please feel free to use it.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. We'll have a shofar to play when we have our Get 'Em Radio. Amen. So thank you, Teresa. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. God bless you. And I know that God is going to use this for his glory. And, as I said, I was a music major by his spirit. He's given me an ear to hear. And that was really good. In fact, the instrument I played the French horn. So I can, and the French horn is started off as a shofar, as a ram's horn, and then they, you know, turned it into metal, did some twists and some turns, put some valves on it, and everything. But it started off as a ram's horn, as a shofar, and. You know, the presence of the Lord definitely was, I wanted to say singing through you, but playing through you tonight. Such clarity. Amen. And precision by his spirit. So thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. All right.
God,
anyone
so
else?
Good.
Yes. Woo! Hallelujah. All lines are still open. If you want to say anything, you can go ahead and say it. All right. Hallelujah. Well, I enjoyed that. Glory to God. Okay. Apostle, you can give us closing remarks. And before you give that, your closing remarks and closing prayer, Lord God, we want to lift up our speaker to you right now. We thank you for Apostle Patrice. Hallelujah. And your wonderful spirit that you placed on the inside of her. Thank you for having her to share with us like a fireside chat tonight. Hallelujah. In your presence. Thank you so much for what you're doing in her, what you've done in her, and what you will do in her. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors that no man can shut, shutting doors that no man can open. And we thank you for catapulting her to another dimension in the Lord and in ministry. And we give you praise even now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, Apostle?
Yes.
Can you give us your closing remark?
Okay. I was basking in the prayer. and I was thinking what was coming in my spirit is God said that, you know, with your 11-year anniversary, that you ain't seen nothing yet. And I know you've seen a lot in the 11 years, but it's even greater, even down to when you were speaking about the shofar. And I keep hearing unprecedented things. And I know that's God because I don't use words like that. Unprecedented. I'm not even sure what that means, but different things are
that
be coming.
We don't usually see. And that's the word that the Lord gave to Pastor Price, I believe it was last year or year before last, and I've been hearing that word so much. In fact, I heard it during the news today, and they talked about something was unprecedented. Mm-hmm. So that word stands out to me a lot.
Amen. Amen. So you know that's by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And we just thank the Lord that I'm not even going to say another 11 years because I'm not going to limit God to that. So may he continue to guide you and show you the way and continue God in the midst radio as long as he deems, and may people come from the north, south, east, and the west. I don't think I said it, but I'm just remembering. I don't think I said it. Nations. I didn't say that earlier, right? I heard earlier when I was preparing for nations. Get on radio. God in the midst radio will touch nations. And I did hear somewhere you said that, I think you said one or two places, you know, other places that will follow up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going even further. It's going to go even further. Mm-hmm. And you just continue to be encouraged, continue to be faithful, and continue to do what God is telling you to do. And, of course, he will do the rest. So we just thank him and praise him for that. And we thank him and praise him that the words that were spoken were not of me but of God, and they shall not return void. They shall accomplish what they set forth to do. We thank you for miracle signs and wonders following. And we thank you, I'm feeling in my spirit, that ministries were catapulted tonight. People's gifts were stirred up as they listened tonight in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you'll hear of things, more things happening in and through the people that you are connected with, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the people. If anyone prayed the salvation prayer, we thank you that their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they are assured heaven. And we thank you for Apostle Judy prayed for, speaking the evidence, speaking in tongues, and a life turnaround, a life transformation, speedily, suddenly changed in Jesus' name. And we thank you, praise you for that, Lord. Thank you, praise you for healing Mama, Willie, and thank you for just being with us tonight and sharing your heart, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the night. Love you all.
Amen.
Y'all tell the people them, don't. No?